Lake Effect Weekend returns now. I'm Bonnie North. Over the past several months, contributor Jonifer Fields has been bringing us stories of artists and the one tool they can't live without. Today, she shares a story about a professional bodybuilder, Victor Martinez, and the tool he literally can't live without.
The conversations I have with artists are usually about how they use tools to change one thing into something else. Aaron Howard turned a railroad spike into a bottle opener. Erica Koivunen and Neil Brownsword both turned found objects into fine art. But what happens when the object and the tool are inseparable? I'm not trying to blow your minds. I'm trying to get at a conversation about what happens when we objectify ourselves. How far would an artist go to create perfection? Victor Martinez is a professional bodybuilder. His answer to the previous question? Far beyond human possibilities.
Before I started, I did not care about my body. I didn't care about feeding my body. I really had no connection to my body.
It was about a year ago that I found myself stumbling down Madison State Street in an object study stupor. I had just discovered material culture studies, and everything I saw was subject to my new vision. Martinez was standing outside of a nutritional supplement store, handing out autographed photos.
Well, it started first off when I was, of course, a teenager, when most of the realization of physiques and size kind of come to a realization that you're not as big. I actually still remember being slim, a little nimble, very agile. I mean, I could run for days. I was very flexible. And I carry my weight much easier.
Martinez is so big, he has to turn sideways to get through the door. His legs are so massive, he can't put one foot in front of the other, causing him to shuffle instead of walk. His movements are mechanical and far from agile. He doesn't look real. And according to Martinez, that was the goal.
I derive everything from when I used to draw as an artist, from drawing Marvel Comics, from watching wrestling, from watching bodybuilding. And I visualized it first, and I took it in first as an art.
Martinez says he saw his body as a blank canvas, as a thing to be shaped and molded into his notion of perfection. In order to get at the truth of their works, an artist needs to have a connection with their materials. To reach his goals, Martinez struggled with connecting with his own body.
This thing of actually becoming bigger, becoming stronger, becoming a bodybuilder brought me closer to my body because it gave me that sense of now I have to know my body. I have to understand it. I have to pay more attention to it. So now I knew I had to feed it. I knew I had to see where my body is at the moment. I knew what I had it to bring it to later on in order to achieve my goals. So definitely getting closer to my body was the only way I knew was the only way to reach my goal.
Martinez hit the amateur circuit in 1995 and won his first title in 1997. He went pro in 2001, won a slew of competitions, earning the name Dominican Dominator. During my conversation with Martinez, his manager stood within earshot. When I asked Martinez how he got so big, the manager turned to face me. The look in his eyes said, "Don't ask." Turns out, I didn't have to. A web search led to a number of articles tying Martinez to steroids since 2003. Martinez is massive, and I can't help but plot my escape route should he suddenly lose it and hulk out.
That's actually the first visualization that people do get is this big person just kind of looking big and strong and dangerous. Now, if I do notice somebody that's noticing how big I am and how intimidating I am, all I can say is, "Hi, how are you?" I have never just started for no reason, no intentions at all, just started judging anybody based on the physique they already have. You know, as an athlete, you do that from one athlete to the other. As a everyday person walking the street looking at another person, they never really comes to mind at all.
It's been almost a year since I spoke to Martinez. Since then, he spent months in a New Jersey detention center for an immigration violation, further complicated by a criminal record in connection with steroids. He was released in the spring and allowed to remain in the United States. online muscle magazine articles claim that Martinez was unable to maintain his physique while detained.
Contributor Jennifer Fields studies material culture at UW-Madison and is the curator of It's a Material World. That project is funded by the Chipstone Foundation, a decorative arts foundation whose mission is preserving and interpreting their collection, as well as stimulating research and education in the decorative arts. Fields introduced us to bodybuilder Victor Martinez. And that is our show today. Just a reminder that your year-end support to WUWM can take many forms. You can join us as a sustaining member. You could donate a vehicle, or you could make an additional gift in any amount. No matter how you choose to give, the act of giving itself is easy. Just go to WUWM.com/give to make your special year-end gift for December 31st. All of us at Lake Effect and Lake Effect Weekend, thank you for your help in helping WUWM close out 2012 financially strong. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for making us a part of your afternoon. Lake Effect Weekend airs every Saturday and Sunday from 3 to 4 in the afternoon. You can hear our weekday version of Lake Effect at 10 in the morning. This is WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio, your NPR station in Milwaukee. Stay tuned now for Weekend All Things Considered, coming up next.